From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, NBC Universal said that it will cut its workforce by 5% and make other big changes. All the broadcast networks are facing fragmenting audiences, but NBC is also struggling to recover from declining ratings and slumping profits after the end of popular shows like Friends and Frasier. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
NBC says it hopes to slash operating expenses by some $750 million by the end of 2007. The company will eliminate 700 jobs and consolidate its news operations. Jeff Zucker, chief executive of NBC Universal's television group, says these changes did not result simply from the broadcast network's difficulties in recent years.
This isn't about whether or not we're doing good or bad. If we were in first place at NBC Entertainment in primetime, we'd be doing this anyway, because what we're trying to do here is prepare for the future.
NBC says it will also save money by eliminating scripted comedies and dramas at 8 p.m. Those shows are significantly more expensive than reality and game shows. For example, Deal or No Deal costs $1.1 million per episode. Friday Night Lights, currently at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays, weighs in at $2.6 million. NBC Zucker says the network wants to save money and is also responding to public tastes.
The audience is demanding it. There's a reason that Survivor and American Idol and Deal or No Deal and Dancing with the Stars and One Versus 100 are all having such a good year. The audience is interested in that kind of programming.
An executive at a rival broadcast network expressed surprise at NBC's decision. While declining to speak publicly, he said it hasn't been that many years since NBC was playing with a winning hand on the strength of Friends at 8 p.m. He wondered whether NBC will abandon sitcoms, which tend to run at 8 or 8:30. But Zucker says that won't happen. NBC's two relatively successful shows, My Name is Earl and The Office, will stay put in their time slots. The future for the two new shows, 20 Good Years and 30 Rock, is less clear. But Zucker says NBC will stick with comedies.
I don't know if it'll specifically be those two shows, though I hope it will be, but we will have four comedies on the air. We're not giving up on comedy, and we will have as many comedies as anybody on the air.
Bill Sella is vice chairman of advertising giant Draft Foot Conan Belding. All the networks are being squeezed when it comes to ad revenues, he says, and NBC needs to make some changes.
They're sending a message to producers and directors and talent that they want to take a harder look at what kind of costs they're getting involved with the primetime program, which is a good thing. It's not a bad thing, because costs can be out of control when it comes to entertainment.
NBC will also apply the blade to its number one rated news operation. Its news divisions will be targeted for layoffs, including on-air talent. But Zucker says viewers won't notice a difference.
We have become such a big company. We have a lot of redundancies between NBC, CNBC, Telemundo, our local television stations, in Spanish. And we're just going to look to, ask the same questions that many organizations are asking. Do you need three people all covering the same thing?
When NBC parent GE reported earnings recently, NBC was a definite drag on the bottom line. Zucker has made some headway toward reviving the network this season. But continued success is crucial if he hopes to replace NBC Universal chairman Bob Wright. The 63-year-old Wright hasn't announced plans to retire, but GE is said to be considering candidates to succeed him. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.